Gardner on the left point, back in front of the net. A shot taken by Dermott was blocked. Gets another one. Scores! Travis Dermott! The Leafs are within one with 6:33 to play!
So long, Sogard!
Eric Sogard with his first home run as a Blue Jay.
The Toronto Raptors advance in the first round for the first time in less than six games. It's the gentleman's sweep, a five-game series win over the Orlando Magic.
This is just a taste of what sports play-by-play sounds like on the radio in Toronto. The Toronto Maple Leafs in the NHL hockey playoffs, the Toronto Raptors in the NBA basketball playoffs, and the Toronto Blue Jays early in the season in Major League Baseball. As I write this episode, I can scan the radio dial and pick up three Toronto radio stations broadcasting sports at the same time. That's unusual, but it's not what's new. What's new is the sound. Each of the samples of sports play-by-play you're hearing so far is coming across to me in stunning audio quality. This is high-definition radio. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Season 2, Episode 12. Radio creators and engineers are always looking for ways to improve the sound. That's been so since the very beginning of radio over 100 years ago. Loudspeakers replaced primitive little headphones. Better tubes reduced hum and created warmer sound. FM expanded the range of music and the depth of voice. FM went stereo. AM stereo improved on AM for hit music stations. DAB was supposed to be better than FM or AM. And even as broadcast corporations drive listeners to smart speakers and apps, HD radio gives perhaps the cleanest sound yet. Canada and the United States experimented with AM stereo in the early 1980s, but the two countries did not agree on which operating system to use. AM stereo did not become standard in cars, and broadcasters failed to create a demand for stereo receivers. We experimented with DAB, digital audio broadcasting, in the mid-1990s. Toronto radio broadcasters formed a consortium and outfitted a van for listening. The receivers and gear were big, expensive, and hard to find. DAB never took off here. Yet in the United Kingdom and across Europe, broadcasters created a market for DAB. They showed listeners there's value to better sound, and millions of listeners did make the switch, buying new technology to listen to radio on DAB. It sounds fabulous. Better than FM, perhaps, although that can be a matter of taste or opinion. In Norway, FM transmitters have been shut down. It's all DAB for radio there. In Britain, several new radio stations have come on air as DAB only, while others are available both in FM and on DAB. In Canada and the US, we now have HD, high definition radio. I'll talk about the technology in a future episode. It's available in some cars, virtually impossible to find though if you go shopping for an HD radio itself in Canada. For today, let's focus on the sound and not the technology. In Toronto, many broadcasters are using one of the multiplex channels on their FM frequencies to carry high-definition signals from their AM stations. Back to some play-by-play. Here's the sound of a goal in a Toronto Maple Leafs game on AM radio.
Al Matthews, up ahead for Riley. He skates it out at center. Drop pass for Johnson. Pass across the front. They score! Holy mackerel! Kasperi Kapanen makes it 2-0, and the Leafs have got some breathing room.
Here's the same goal in HD, high definition.
They score! Holy mackerel! Kasperi Kapanen makes it 2-0, and the Leafs have got some breathing room.
Of course, it's not just sports that sounds so good over HD radio, but I'll examine other content another time when I look into the technology and the application involved. For now, with so many sports seasons overlapping in Toronto, I'll stay with the sound of sports. Here's basketball. the Toronto Raptors advancing to the second round of the National Basketball Association Conference Finals as they defeat Orlando in the opening round of the playoffs, first on AM radio and then on the same radio station over its HD feed.
For the first time in less than six games, it's the gentleman's sweep, a five-game series win over the Orlando Magic. The final, Toronto 115, Orlando 96.
The Toronto Raptors advance in the first round for the first time in less than six games. It's the gentleman's sweep, a five-game series win over the Orlando Magic. The final, Toronto 115, Orlando 96.
And a taste of what is in many North American cities, I suppose, the soundtrack of summer, baseball on the radio. The Toronto Blue Jays hosting the San Francisco Giants, first on AM radio, the way baseball has been carried to us since the 1920s.
Infield's traditional behind Samardzija. And the 1-2 pitch. That's rocketed out to deep right field. Did you get enough? So long, Sogard! Eric Sogard with his first home run as a Blue Jay.
And that same home run in full high-definition radio.
Infield's traditional behind Samardzija. And the 1-2 pitch. That's rocketed out to deep right field. Did you get enough? So long, Sogard! Eric Sogard with his first home run as a Blue Jay.
Sports play-by-play in high-definition audio sounds great on the radio. I think that's pretty clear. So does other radio programming. But I have a lot of questions. Will HD radio last? Will broadcasters pay for the gear and the fees to broadcast in high definition? One Toronto station has already dropped out of HD. Will HD become standard in cars? Will any Canadian audio company or retail chain start selling HD radios? Will Canadian listeners notice or be aware or interested enough to buy an HD radio the way listeners in Europe have bought DAB radios? Or will HD radio die like AM stereo? I'll try to dig into all of that another time. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.